Yeah. Hey, the other person who is with us right now, as he is every week, is Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Aaron Gobra.
Ah, that's right. We have a big green festival coming up, St. Patty's Day, right?
We do.
Matter of fact, I had a fight through the parade this morning in Royal Oak because they had they were marching down the street, taking it over, and everybody being a little green with Irish. No matter what
they're
laughing.
Green after they drank the beer, too.
That's still going on right now. Hey, Mike, let's talk about some of the... by the way, Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and you can find out more about that by going to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and then scrolling down the page and clicking on MI Tech News. You'll find out more about all the titles, all the information there. But we're going to kind of do a little sampling of what you have there this week, Mike. And one of the things you have down there is that the ESD has named a permanent executive director.
Yeah, Robert McGee, who had the job as the interim boss starting in August, now has the job full-time. And I had the pleasure of meeting him just this week and doing an interview, which will appear in next week's newsletter, talking about what he wants to do with the group. And impressive individual. I really liked him.
Now, the ESD is the Engineering Society of Detroit. And that's a venerable organization. It's been around for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. And
since... Oh, gosh, 120 years, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Something like that. Yeah, it's a really venerable organization that's been around, and especially with the auto industry in this area, has had some very illustrious members for a long time. Glad to hear that it now has a new director, and let's move on. Oh, I see that Robotics Day is coming up in Michigan.
Yeah, on April 9th at the U of M North Complex, which is where most of the science and engineering stuff is these days up there.
That's right.
And so it's going to be celebrating National Robotics Week, and they're going to have a lot of demonstrations there. If you've never seen these things, they're really crazy. And they're going to have demonstrations of flying, rolling, swimming robots, probably wrestling robots, who knows, right? So and lots of people that are involved in the industry, the kids that are building these. Of course, everybody these days are kids compared to us, right? So, but it'll be. I'm certainly going to be up there. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I imagine Team Rush will be there. And we've had Team Rush on for a number of years.
Right,
and last year, not only did they win the state competition, but they won the world competition. Right. They had competitors from other countries that came in, and they still won. So they hopefully they'll do a repeat.
And we had Christine Lee in here with us as well, talking about another program. And the kids are really getting into this as a way of applying what they learn in the science classes. So that's wonderful. That's going to be going on April the 9th, for those of you who are interested in robotics. And another headline there was that 53 teams are going to be competing in a rather interesting and tasty competition coming up in Lansing.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was so big in the state, but there's apparently 20 career and technical centers across Michigan that teach culinary arts. And it's not just, you know, how to cook. It's the more tricky part is how to manage the restaurant or come up with an idea that succeeds. I mean, restaurants have, if you look at the numbers of restaurants that fail in the first year, it's phenomenal, like 90%.
Wow.
So they have these schools. They're going to have 53 teams there competing. You know, a couple of days, one of the competitions will just be a Q&A and, you know, what's the safety issues surrounding this. But another part of it is on, you know, how to run a restaurant, how to do a business plan for a restaurant, how to do all that stuff.
You know,
quite exciting.
Some of us who have been watching those shows on TV with, what was the name of that chef who was the one who is always chewing somebody up.
Ramsey?
Ramsey. Yeah. That's a Chef Ramsey, right? So this is kind of like that on a bigger scale. Well, by the way, MI Tech News has not just these, we give these kind of as examples of the headlines that are there, but you have many things. You can, breaking news, webcasts, you'll find new products, Entrepreneur's Corner, Cyber Defense, so many different headlines. All of them delivered to you absolutely free from MI Tech News. Simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and subscribe. Thanks for being with us, Mike. Have a great week.
Thank you too, Foster.